Hey, are you awake? Good, follow me. Because I want to talk to you and I don't want to wake up any of the other idiots in your squad. Now come on! I doubt the tent will burn down without you. Okay, this should be far enough, private enough. What? No, we're not too far away. We'll be fine. Look, I just don't want anyone to listen in, okay? Well, with the huge battle looming tomorrow, I couldn't sleep. The Imperial Army is larger, better trained, and better equipped than us. The only reason the rebellions made it this far is because we're catching them off guard each time. And that won't last forever. I keep thinking about how much might change, and there was something I needed to do before it was too late. Let me just start from the beginning. Ever since signing up, you're the only person in this army that I feel genuinely close to. I mean, the rest of my squad are nice enough, but I don't fit in. You, on the other hand, make me feel welcome. It's as if wherever you are is a place I fit. It's been like that ever since that night we met in the infirmary. I was wounded, scared, and alone, and I guess you picked up on that because you made an effort to talk to me. At first, it was obvious that you were just trying to calm me down, trying to keep me grounded with boring small talk. But as soon as we got into the more exciting stuff, I felt an instant connection to you. My fears and loneliness simply vanished as we joked about our wounds, talked about our lives and hopes for the future after this war. I swear I've never told anyone so much about myself before. But I'm getting sidetracked. The point is, up until then, no one had ever kept me up all night with a simple conversation. At least until the surgeon came and told us to shut up and rest. After that, I've always looked forward to spending time with you. Those brief moments of laughter and encouragement are all that has kept me going. Okay, so the point of all this. I don't know what the future might hold. One or both of us may die soon, but I didn't want to risk leaving this unsaid. I like you. A lot. Romantically speaking. Oh, fuck it. I love you, and I want you. Well, don't just stand there blushing. Give me some kind of response. The suspense is. I have dreamed about kissing these lips for so long. But the real thing is better than I could have ever imagined. Oh, getting a bit dizzy, are you? That's all right. Just lie down right here, okay? And I can just lay on top of you, and you can hug me tightly. I've wanted to snuggle with you like this for quite some time. I needed this so badly. Oh, don't fret. Just let it take you, and I'll look after everything else. Well, I drugged you. It's just a little something that I laced my lipstick with. I'm a little surprised you didn't even notice I was wearing it. Well, it's dark. I suppose that'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Oh, no need to worry. It's just a slow-acting sleep draught with a small kick of paralyzing agent thrown in for good measure. I still wanted to spend some time with you before it all kicks off and all that kissing was simply wonderful. I do owe you an explanation, though. You see, I'm a mole, a double agent, a spy, or whatever word you want to use. Yeah, traitor works too. Don't struggle or fight, okay? You're far too weak to even hope to overpower me. Plus, with me on top of you like this, pinning you is no problem at all. Well, I love having you squirm under me like this and all, but all you're gonna do is stress yourself out, and nobody wants that. That's right. Just lie back, wait for the drug to fully kick in, And I'll quickly finish explaining myself. I joined this little army as a scout to leak information to the Imperial Army, and more importantly, feed false information to your generals. It's been going very well so far. A platoon of Imperial soldiers that I failed to mention in my last report is preparing to ambush the camp. It should be happening any minute now. But there was one little complication, something that has never happened to me before. You. For years now, I've been infiltrating, betraying, and in a few cases, even assassinating for the Empire. Not once did I get attached to anyone or anything that might impede my work. Until you. Up until you, I've never had any interest in anyone. I was the perfect cold-blooded agent. But being with you was like seeing in color for the first time in my life. The world became a different place for me. New possibilities opened, and things that had previously baffled me suddenly made perfect sense. I love you so fiercely that my heart burns at a glance from you. I can't bear the thought of losing you now that I've got you in my grasp. If only it were possible. I can't just switch sides. Your army would most likely imprison me or keep me away from the front line. Away from you. Unacceptable. I needed to arrange matters myself, and this way, everything works out for the best. I lured you away to keep you safe and incapacitate you so you wouldn't do anything stupid like trying to warn your camp. I love you, but sometimes you've got a tendency to make silly decisions in the name of glory or honor. Now, once the ambush has concluded, those who fought will have been cut down, and those who surrendered will be imprisoned. After that, I'm not sure what will happen, but you won't need to worry about that. I've made special arrangements for you. You'll be coming with me back to my newly awarded estates. My reward for this little act of treachery. I've even had a special cell put in for just for you. It's spacious, warm, and comfortable, and plenty of reading material to keep you occupied. You'll love it. I just know it. I even made sure to have an extra comfortable bed delivered. You're always complaining about how bad the bedrolls are. There are some manacles, too. But they're only there to stop you from doing anything silly like trying to escape. Who knows? You might even grow to like restraints. And this is all temporary as well. Once I'm sure you've accepted your place as my husband, I'll not keep you cooped up any longer. I'm not crazy. Just careful. I can see you're finally starting to drift. Rest now, my love. We can worry about the details when you awaken. Oh, I'm so glad you're awake. I was starting to worry you'd had a bad reaction to the drugs. There's not much point in trying to break out, I assure you. I put a lot of effort into getting the sturdiest restraints I could find. I even paid a little extra for the padded leather cuffs. You can pull on those all day and there won't be a mark on you. I don't want you hurting yourself after all. Only the best for my love. Oh, please calm down. I know you're upset, but this really was for the best, I promise. You were out for about 16 hours, give or take. The ambush hit almost as soon as you dropped, and I had to drag you off to my extraction point. The attack went off without a hitch, and the vast majority of your army surrendered without much of a fight. We caught them completely off guard. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be insensitive. I was just working on this for a long time, you know, so I'm proud of my little role. And besides, doing things this way saved a lot of lives on both sides. If those two armies had clashed in full battle, it would have been brutal. Countless dead and wounded, families torn apart, and worst of all, I could have lost you. When you think about it that way, it all worked out for the best. Sweetie, don't pout. I promise you, once you accept things, you'll be delighted to be here. Here, let me show you. Come on, don't flinch away. I'm still the same girl you kissed last night. The same girl who fell in love with you after all those months together. You'll come around. I'll make sure of it. See, there's one part of you that's on board. I haven't even touched your cock yet, and you're already pitching quite the tent. Oh, it looks pretty uncomfortable, all bound up and restricted by your pants. Don't worry, babe. I'll take good care of it. That's quite a cock you've got. I've got to get a taste. I like it. Don't look at me like that. Just relax and give me a chance. I'll make you feel so good. I heard that moan. Come on, give in to me and enjoy this. The way you squirm and moan, it's delicious. Oh, you are making me so wet, my love. And this pre-cum, so much of it, and it's all mine. Give in to me, and I'll happily do this anytime you want. Just say the word, and I'll drop to my knees and worship your perfect cock and balls. God, I'm such a slut for you. I love it. I've never even thought about doing something like this before. But around you, I turn into such a desperate, cock-hungry whore. I feel your cock twitching and pulsing in my mouth. Are you gonna come? Please, please come in my mouth. I need it. That was wonderful. Don't worry, my love. I swallowed every drop and it was delicious. I saw that in that brief flash of your beautiful smile. But don't get too comfortable. I'm not done just yet. My cunt is dripping wet and hungry for your cock, and there's no way I'm not sating myself. I just need to work you up again. Hush! No objections. You came in my mouth and you smiled about it. You've lost any right to complain. Ooh, I've got an idea that's both hot and it'll stop any more complaints. Let me just take my panties off. And open wide. Come on, open up. Don't make me force you. Good boy. They're nice and gagged. I hope you like the taste of those soaked panties. It's your fault I got so wet after all. Now I'm going to kiss you and gently massage your cock until you're hard again. Just relax, enjoy, and savor it. Moan for me. Just like that. That's right. God, you sound so hot. You're getting hard again. You're so eager. Just give me a second to get undressed. Well, that was a big twitch. You like my tits, huh? Good. When I've got you adequately tamed, you can play with them whenever you want. But for now, you'll have to just settle for seeing them bounce as I ride your cock. No squirming now. I'm just gonna push it in. Okay. Oh, fuck, it feels perfect. Oh, it fills me up just right. Oh. I need a moment. Oh God. Okay, I'm ready. Fuck, this is what I needed. The way you're writhing under me. Oh, it's delicious. Are you all sensitive from the blowjob? Oh, fuck. Oh, good boy. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, I didn't even have to tell you to thrust up into me. Fuck. Oh, you fuck me just right. Oh, don't hold back. Moan for me. Oh, God, that's hot. So hot. Thrust more. Keep fucking me hard. I want your cum inside me. Fill me up. Make your mark inside me. Come for me. Oh, yeah. God, I feel it. I'm gonna come. Come on, moan some more. Moan for me. Oh, I love your moans. Louder, louder. That was amazing. God, I can barely feel my legs. I'm just gonna need to lie down on top of you now. I can feel your cum inside me. It's so warm. Oh, it's just filling me up perfectly. Don't worry, my love. It's just snuggling now, lying on top of you like this after you fucked me senseless. Oh, it is just pure bliss. Let me just take my panties out of your mouth. There we go. No complaining. You enjoyed that almost as much as I did. It's time to accept that you truly want to be here. That's right. Everything's going to be okay.